of Finance has published draft legislation aimed at ensuring consumers whose loans are sold by lenders to institutions not regulated in the state are protected by central bank codes of conduct. To tell us more, we're joined by Conor Brophy of our business staff. Conor, what can you tell us?
Well, Jonathan, you might remember the concerns being expressed by mortgage holders who would previously have taken out loans from Irish Nationwide, whose loans were sold during the liquidation of IBRC, which contained what remained of Anglo-Irish Bank and Irish Nationwide. There were two US funds, Oaktree and Lone Star, which bought the bulk of those mortgages, bought the mortgage books in sum effectively from the IBRC. Now, they weren't technically bound by the codes of conduct. For practical purposes, what that means is, for example, if you had a complaint to make about the way in which the institution was handling your loan, you couldn't go to the Financial Services Ombudsman, and also that the central bank wasn't, as of right, entitled to impose sanctions on either of those institutions, and that they weren't bound by the various codes of conduct which set out the boundaries whereby banks have to deal with consumers and have to afford them the protections contained within the codes. Now, both Oaktree and Lone Star agreed voluntarily to comply with the codes, but the Department of Finance isn't necessarily satisfied with that state of affairs. In a consultation document that they've published today alongside a draft of what the legislation might look like, they're saying they want to make sure that the protections are guaranteed. They're not going to be able to apply it retrospectively, but they've kind of gotten around that, or they hope to get around that, by making the ownership of credit now an activity that has to be authorised by and is regulated by the central bank. So in other words, if this legislation is enacted, and the envisaged timetable is that it would be by the end of the year, anybody who has acquired a loan already will have to apply to be authorised, so that they will make sure, or they hope to make sure, that anybody who's bought a loan that was originated by an Irish bank but is not an entity regulated within this state will have to comply with all the relevant consumer protections, and that all the consumers will continue to be protected even if their loans are sold on.
Okay, thanks indeed for that, Conor. Conor Brophy there of our business staff. Now,